Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas Boyer, the Madman Machine. Our guru this week is the rock band Iron Maiden, and here's their investment advice. That's right, people. Run to the hills. Run for your lives. The Dow is down to where it was in September, not September 2007, but September 2006. It's down about 19% from where it was last October. What do academics say about the relationship between economic conditions and expected investment returns? Well, Fama and French said a long time ago that expected returns on bonds and stocks are lower when economic conditions are strong, and expected returns on bonds and stocks are higher when conditions are weak. Warren Buffett said, we're right in the middle of it right now. He said, I think the inflation part of it will heat up, and I think the stag part will get worse. I think inflation is really picking up, whether it's steel or oil. We see it in everything. It's exploding. Buffett was asked on CNBC what he would do if he were the Fed chairman. I'd resign. Mad. Money Machine. 117. Friday, June 27th. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas Boyer. So glad to be back with you. Are you running? Did you take show 116 and go start running? I hope so. It's good to be back with you. I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina last week for a family vacation, and I've got some stories from that trip. And I've got a whole lot of stuff to catch up on after 2 weeks, so I hope you'll stick around. The Mad Money Machine is proud to be sponsored by Index Funds Advisors at IFA.com, helping investors succeed by matching people with portfolios. I just mentioned the Dow Jones Industrial Index. Well, there's another Dow that's in the news, and that's Dow Chemical. I mentioned on a previous show that they were going to raise their prices on just about everything they make 20%. Well, guess what? They just announced they're going to raise prices again, and this time 25%. Stuff is going to start costing you more money. Stock up your basement shelves. When you find a sale on something, buy it now in bulk. Costco stock should do well. The Mad Money Machine is proud to be named by U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 10 investing podcasts. Thank you very much. All right, now some stories from Myrtle Beach. First of all, you may think I'm a little bit crazy, but I was at the beach for a little over a week, and not once did I apply any sunscreen on my body. Ah, what's up with that? Well, you see, I'm a believer that if you gradually increase your exposure to sun, that it's good for you. There's talk in the news about how vitamin D deficiency is rampant in society, and you know why that is. It's because everybody lathers themselves up with sunscreen from head to toe on the first sign of sun in February. Come on, people. Sun is good for you. We are animals. We're supposed to be outdoors enjoying the sun. Just don't get sunburned. Well, the other thing about Myrtle Beach, I guess the good news is I got a healthy exposure to sun. The bad news is I got an unhealthy exposure to too many all-you-can-eat buffets. There is one place called the Empire Fire. It's a Mongolian barbecue place, and it's all-you-can-eat, wonderful food, just opened, $11 for all-you-can-eat. Oh my gosh, there's no inflation at that place on food, I guess. The day we had checkout day, we were on the sixth floor of our hotel, and we met some friends. We were going back up the elevator after going out and get some donuts. The friends we were with, they just came down the elevator, and we said, see you later. And they said, okay. And I said, my wife, go grab the elevator. Go grab the elevator. And it was too late. The elevator doors closed, and I kind of went, ah. And about 3 seconds later, the power went out in the entire building. Oh, how lucky we are. But how unlucky we are that we had to carry everything down from the sixth floor through the stairwells. And at one point, the lights even went out in the stairwell. It was completely black. And wouldn't you know, the power came back on just as we had gotten everything back in the car. I read three books. Well, almost all of three books while I was at Myrtle Beach. The first one was The Wealth of Nations. No, not Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. This is P.J. O'Rourke's commentary on Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations and The Theory of Moral Sentiments. It's an okay book. I think it's easier reading, certainly, than Adam Smith's work from the 1700s. And the bottom line is, get government out of the way and let people decide to do their own things. It's better off. The second book I read was by Ray Kurzweil, The Singularity is Near, When Humans Transcend Biology. And he predicts that with the doubling of computer power, that by the year 2020 or something, computers will be smarter than humans. And he tries to determine what's going to happen to the world as we know it. Kind of an almost science fiction-y type of read, where he is trying to blend fact with speculation. And the other book that I took with me, I read a little bit of it, I had already read some of it, was Timothy Ferris's The 4-Hour Work Week. And basically what he says is, if you're not enjoying what you're doing, stop doing it and instead make money just by coming up with an idea that you sell and you get other people to implement it for you. That way you only have to work 4 hours a week to get the thing sold. I took one other book with me to the beach and I didn't crack it open a single time, and that was The Black Swan. I keep wanting to read this thing, but the author's personality is impeding me from reading this thing. You know, he is so, I don't want to be negative. Let's just say that his personality rubs me the wrong way, and when I read the book, his personality comes through in the book, and it's tough to get through it. But I'd like to read it to understand what his ideas are. Of course, he'll take credit if the stock market does experience a black swan moment, or if anything in the world experiences a black swan moment, he'll take credit for predicting the black swan. On a previous show, I talked about coffee and how Starbucks stirrers, what would it be like if you licked one and put it back? Well, I went to Chick-fil-A for breakfast the other day, and guess what? They had individually wrapped coffee stirrers. I kid you not. It's amazing. Chick-fil-A has got to be the cleanest fast food restaurant on the planet. I want to thank you for filling out the Mad Money Machine survey. First of all, the first comment is, man, you guys are old. The average age of those who filled out the survey was 40 years old. Holy cow! Where's all the teenagers? They're all playing DS, I guess. Or the survey is self-selecting in the sense that, you know, young kids, they don't want to fill out a survey. They might listen to the show, but they're not going to fill out a survey. Same with old people, you know, older than 60. They might listen. They're not filling out a survey. And I guess the same with females. I'm sure that the majority of listeners is female to this show, yet only about 10 filled out the survey. So it's self-selecting. Females just don't want to take a survey. I'm sure that's what it is. I have the results of the survey posted on the MadMoneyMachine.com website. You can scroll down and you can see all kinds of charts that I've put together about your answers to the survey. Basically, you want this to be an investing show, and I guess that's what you expect it to be. One of the things that happened recently with iTunes, though, is they have gotten rid of displaying subcategories of podcasts. They'll display the business category, and there used to be, when you displayed the business category, they would show you several subcategories, right? Now, they don't show subcategories anymore. The subcategory, in my case, being investing. And when you would click on that subcategory, Mad Money Machine logo would appear right on that page, and you'd see it, and people would click on it and subscribe to the show. Oh, but now the Mad Money Machine is on page 2 of the business section, and I won't get as much publicity to the show. So that, I guess that spells the death. Now, I knew this day would come when iTunes would change and not put the Mad Money Machine as a featured podcast anymore, and I sure hope they go back to displaying the investing subcategory, but don't know what I'm going to do to get attention anymore. One of the things I did do as a response to some of the survey results was I did tone down the colors of the MadMoneyMachine.com website. I got rid of a lot of the orange. People were kind of blinded by the orange and red colors. So it's basically red and white now and black. You didn't really want me to talk about the iPhone, but I'm going to anyway. July 11th is iPhone Day. I'm not sure what I need to do to go get my iPhone, but I think I will go get it, although I still hesitate to pay that $70 a month for that service. One of the other things you didn't want me to talk about was soccer. That's a shame, because you're really missing out on the Euro 2008 soccer competition this Sunday. It'll be Germany versus either Spain or Russia. I predict Spain. And here are my ideas of what is so great about soccer. First of all, it's 90 minutes. That's it. Except in some of these tournaments where they may go extended time. But you know how long the match is. It's not an open-ended thing that goes on forever. And there's no commercials during the middle of the match. What a fantastic sport to watch. Compare that to football, where after every other down or play or turnover, there's some string of commercials that you got to see. Holy cow. Horrible watching. Soccer is real athletics. People are actually running continuously for 90 minutes. And goals, although they are rare, they are a moment of ecstasy when they occur, and it is a joy to watch them. It's a fantastic game for little kids as young as 4 years old, because what are they doing? They're just running around kicking a ball. They don't have to stand up at some base or plate and swing a bat and try to hit it and run and learn all these complicated rules. They just have to kick a ball around. And tickets are cheap, generally, to soccer events. We're going to DC United versus the LA Galaxy. We have fantastic seats, and they're only $35. Compare that to football, and I'm sure you'll see that the seats are a lot more expensive at the same section in football. It is the truly global sport. If America is going to get globalized, well, we've got to learn the global sports. There are soccer leagues, of course, yes, but there's also countries play against each other. And once you develop an eye for the game, you'll be rewarded in watching it, even if there aren't any goals scored. I've seen 0-0 matches that were thrilling. Also, on the Madman Machine survey, you said you don't really care about Kramer's stock picks. And that's good, because out on the Madman Machine website, I have a posting called Kramer the Chameleon. And it's a YouTube video that Don Harrell put together about Kramer's stock picks on June 13th and then again on June 20th. He exactly contradicted himself 1 week later on what to buy. And it's a wonderful video. The bottom line is, don't pay attention to any expert's stock picks. Buy and hold, invest and relax. In the survey, you wanted me to talk about index funds and ETFs. And I have talked about that all-in-one fund from PowerShares. The ticker symbol is PTO. This is 90% stocks and 10% bonds and fixed income. Well, that fund, since I've been tracking it, is down about 9%. So it doesn't seem all that risk safe, does it? Well, on the other hand, maybe it's a good time to start dollar cost averaging into it if you've got 20 years to invest. Now, a book my wife read at the beach was called 19 Minutes. It was a fiction book. And in there, the author had one of the characters describe an equation for happiness. Remember how I've been looking for an equation for happiness? Well, this author sets it out, and here it is. H equals R divided by E. Happiness equals reality divided by expectations. All right, so if you have very low expectations and the reality comes out pretty good, R divided by a low E is going to give you high happiness. Now, one of the problems the author said, perhaps she's not a great whiz at mathematics. She said, well, what about the case where you have no expectations? Then your happiness is going to be low. Well, that's not the case, is it? Because anything divided by zero is infinitely high. Did you see this story in the Chicago Sun-Times? Passengers in a hurry leave $63,000 in change at Chicago O'Hare's airport. He said, Frank Thomas says the screeners at the nation's airport checkpoints don't take tips, but they will definitely keep the change. More than $1 million in the past 3 years from airline passengers who forgot coins at security checkpoints. You know how you go through these airport scanners and you have to empty all your pockets into these buckets? Oh, coincidentally enough, the buckets are gray colored, aren't they? the same color as coins. All right. And so they're saying that the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, gets to keep all the money they collect. Curious that they don't make red bins or white bins, but gray bins. Well, in Los Angeles alone, passengers donate to the TSA $81 a day in left change. Let's pull something out of the Mad Money Machine tool crib. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I talked to you about Google spreadsheets and how you could use that for an online survey tool? And one of the predictions I made for the beginning of the year was that Google would come out with something called What Everyone Should Know, and they would also have stock quotes in their spreadsheets. Well, guess what? They now have stock quotes in their spreadsheets. That's right. All you need to do is say equal Google Finance, parentheses, and the ticker symbol, and it will give you a maybe not a real-time quote, but a 20-minute delayed quote at least. So what's this mean? Well, you can list all the ticker symbols in your portfolio. Yes, stocks and mutual funds and ETFs. And you can say equal Google Finance, that ticker symbol, and it will give you the current price. And you can put in the price that you purchased it at in the next cell over. And then you can calculate the percentage gain, the dollar value gain. You can calculate the totals on your entire portfolio in Google spreadsheets. And what a wonderful thing. You don't have to use Excel. And you can be on any computer, log in to your Google spreadsheets and see your portfolio values. One caution I have for you, though, is these are not adjusted historical prices like Yahoo does. Oh, unfortunately. Because that way we cannot keep track of long-term portfolio performance in Google spreadsheets. It doesn't include dividends. It doesn't include stock splits. It's just simply the price that was on that day. Well, I'll have a link to more information about the Google stock quotes in Google spreadsheets. That's our tool in the crib this week. And like other tools I've given you so far, this one is free. So Susie Orman was in Money Magazine. They were interviewing her and they said, "You used to be a big fan of index funds. Now you're not." She says, I know. I'm switching for the first time in my life. All the stats say that index funds outperform 80% of the managed funds out there. And a few years ago, I'd have said just buy in index 500, Vanguard's index 500, or its total stock market index fund. But today, I think you have to be more active. And I like exchange-traded funds that let you own particular sectors, like emerging markets, like the United States Oil Fund, or the Metals and Mining Fund. Oh, Susie Orman is now caught up in trend following, isn't she? And she says, don't put all your money in any one of these sectors, obviously. But what a goofball. What ill-headed advice, Susie Orman. Come on. The advice here should be own a well-diversified portfolio. If you're telling people just put all their money in the S&P 500 index, that's dumb. You want to diversify. And for folks with less than $25,000 to invest, check out one of those power shares exchange-traded funds like the PTO or the PAO that do it all for you. If you've got over $100,000 to invest, contact the folks at Index Funds Advisors. Let them help you get into the funds from Dimensional Fund Advisors. I think they're the best mutual funds you can get into. Well, I listened to a really good econ talk with Russ Roberts the other day. He went to buy a new car. And he said he got on the internet and he found the dealer with the best price. And he called him up and they gave him the price. And he said, "Now, is that it? Is that the full price?" They said, "Yep, that's it. That's the price. Out the door." He drove over there. And wouldn't you know it, they said, "Well, that's the price, but there's a $600 destination charge, and there's tax titles and tags and all this other stuff." And he was livid. Drove out all that way, and they lied to him about the price of the car. Well, guess what? He got the manager of that auto dealership on his show. And it makes for wonderful listening. Russ Roberts talking to the manager of an auto dealership. Go check that one out. It's a couple weeks old. I mentioned how Jim Cramer was a flip-flopper. Well, the sixth month is June, and the sixth step is style drifters.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 6, style drifters.
My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. So I spent all this time designing my portfolio. You know, a large cap growth fund, a small cap value fund, and all that, in just the right proportions to give me the perfect risk versus reward temperament. Well, guess what? Some of these funds are now under new management, and they changed what they own now. My life is rearranged. They've completely screwed up my temperament. Who are they to think I wanted to change? Well, I've learned if you expect nothing from them, then at least you can be pleasantly surprised. It's hard to trust any of these mutual fund managers when you've heard this happen so many times. Style drift refers to the tendency of active managers and actively managed mutual funds to deviate from their stated or expected investment style. For example, a manager may drift from small cap value to small cap growth. This is a substantial problem if you have carefully determined your risk capacity and matched it to a risk exposure. Mutual fund managers are pushed to outperform other fund managers and their proper benchmarks. The temptation to dabble outside the scope of their fund's stated style in order to enhance the fund's performance sets all actively managed funds adrift. To avoid style drift, it is best to implement your asset allocation with pure style index funds. If your investments are getting out of balance, if your manager is guilty of style drift, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home. Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again? Somewhere you can rescue me? Rescue me. Rescue. Hey, all right, a little shorter show for you this week. Summertime, you got a lot of things to do, keep you busy. I appreciate you listening. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes running to the hills to make a mad money machine. I'll see you next Friday, July 4th. And in the meantime, please visit our sponsor, Index Funds Advisors at IFA.com. IFA.com on the web. They'll help you make it through these tough times. Some music on this program provided by music at ToddPodShow.com or music.mevio.com. I would appreciate your feedback emailed to me at feedback@madmoneymachine.com or call the voicemail line 206-734-4763. Make a comment in the show notes. See me at twitter.com/madmoneymachine or delicious.com/madmoneymachine or dig.com/madmoneymachine. Stay invested, everybody. Good luck in this market.